Top education, Jack.
There we go. Recording is on. Derek, it's to you.
All righty. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the eClub World Peace, the International Club of Rotary. And with our official Rotary bell, I will open our meeting. And Rudy always goes vibrating when I do that. So,
yeah. Boy, that's pretty good.
It's now official. So, Rudy, let's do the roll call and see who we've got here that's ours for tonight.
Well, I know that our president's on here, and Barbara's on, and my bride is on, and Denise is staying nice and warm up in Twin Peaks. Jack's with us. Tim, how are you tonight? He's shaking good there. So, Sharon, great to see you. How are you?
Better, thank you.
How are you? How's your granddaughter?
She's now up walking around and thank you.
Somebody's got water running.
Yeah, I took care of that. So, yeah, we're great. You and her and your family have been in our thoughts and prayers. So, I'm glad she came out of that.
Paula.
I know I had to meet her here because she was driving through the... Terry, how are you?
I'm great.
Somebody is getting... I'm getting some feedback from somebody. Sala, good to see you. Warren, waving away there. David Wick, how's things in Ashland?
Hi, all is well. I'm looking forward to coming down to your territory next week.
That's right. We're going to see you in 10 days. Catherine, how are you? Catherine's good from down under. Chantel, where are you located?
Hi, located up in Santa Clarita, just north of Los Angeles.
Okay, and how did you, is this your first time with us?
No, I joined just before Christmas. I'm a Return Rotary Peace Fellow. I reached out to you about the club, and I heard about it via Roger Schultes.
Oh, good. Good. Well, welcome, and you're welcome to join our club and become a member.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I love you.
Okay.
Ask her if she's coming to the Peace Conference.
Are you coming to the Peace Conference?
I am, and so I will be seeing a lot of you there. And I don't have my video on. I'm multitasking with a toddler right now, so sorry about that.
Okay, how old is your toddler?
She's a little over 2, so quite feisty.
That's a fun age.
Yeah, we're learning. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, she'll keep you busy.
That's for sure.
Great. Lisa, how are you?
Hey, Rudy. Good. Looking forward to next week.
Yeah, it's coming quickly. Look forward to seeing you there. Who's 571? I'm sorry. Oh, that's Jan. Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing wonderful. How about everyone?
Great. Everything good on the East Coast?
Yeah, we had our first snow today.
Oh, you did? I will send you some of mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Good stuff. And we have our speaker on tonight, who's not really a stranger here, Paula Fellingham. Great to see everybody. I know we're in a brand new decade, I guess. Some argue whether it starts next year or this year, but I'm not going to argue about that. So it's great to have made 2020, I guess. So good to see everybody. And we'll go back over. Derek?
Okay. Thank you, Rudy. Sunday, I was at the Unitarian Church, and they gave me the opportunity to do a presentation on the Peace Conference, and they've had the cards there in their lobby. And after I did my little spiel, this guy came up to me, and he says, oh, by the way, do you know Greg Baird, who's coming in from Chicago? And he's going to be speaking at your conference. And this person in Cathedral City, or no, Rancho Mirage, is hosting him either before or after the conference. So it's a small world. So when you start speaking of the Peace Conference, you start running into some people that have well-intended efforts to participate in the Peace Conference. So we hope for the best that we can fill that house for Rudy. The other is we're starting a new second half of our year. And with that, Terry Felix becomes your new best friend. And Terry, she's our treasurer, and we have dues due. Terry, can you give us a heads up as to any steps that people need to do to get their money in?
I think we have most of it in, but the easiest way to pay is by logging on to their website that you did to get on this meeting. And up at the top, click on membership. And I think it's request membership. And there will be guidelines on there to pay the dues via PayPal. And that's the easiest way. Anybody that needs help with that can contact me. I will put in the chat box, I'll put my email and phone number.
Okay. Great.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Okay, and Terry, you email them also with a with their invoice, right?
Yes. Yes,
and,
I do.
And I see a lot of those coming in, so thanks everybody for paying. And obviously that's what we need to keep the club running. Our dues are probably the lowest of any Rotary club, but we do need to cover Rotary International dues and district dues.
Right. And the amount is $120 per 6 months, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And speaking of dues and their comeuppance, Rudy, you've got a project that you've been working on for the last 4 years. And I know that you're breathing again, but heavily breathing. Tell us, if, we got how many days left to go here? 10 days?
10 days to Peace Conference 2020, Ontario Convention Center. Be there or be square. And we have a lot of our club members registered. I appreciate that, your support. And we're approaching 800 registrants right now. We have over 160 experts speaking, which is an incredible, it's incredible. The folks are going to be under one roof, experts in a variety of fields that all relate to peace and conflict resolution. And many of you on this call are joining us here to speak as well. And I appreciate that. And your support from the Return Action Group for Peace and the other Return Action Groups. So if you haven't registered yet, go online to peaceconference2020.org, click on the little register now button and join us. We do have Patricia Heaton, the actress, joining us. She's a spokesperson with World Vision. We have Kat Graham, who's an actress, and she is actually, now I found out, she's a Rotary Goodwill Ambassador, but she's a spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency. Mm-hmm. Going to be talking about what she's seen in the field in Bangladesh. We've got a couple different Nobel laureates with us, and it's going to be an incredible lineup of experts with solutions. And I appreciate everybody's support here, and please, it's open to the public, so share with all your friends, family, send them our way so we can pack the house and fill the rooms up.
I asked you this before, but I don't remember the answer. Will you be recording any of these? Because I'm feeling like I want to be in 100 places at once.
I do too. So we are recording the general sessions, the 6 general sessions. It's way too expensive to record 14 breakouts going on at the same time. If more than one person is going as a group, if you're going there as a couple or 2 or 3 people, go to different breakouts so you can come back and exchange notes, and talk about this. And hopefully from this, as our club, we can find a project we want to get behind and figure out how we fund and go for a grant to support a project. Together here. So hopefully we'll come back from that and talk about that. There's some great work being done. And
thank you.
Sharon, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to join us this time around, but we want to promote your work.
And also, Rudy, this idea that Sala had, I was thinking, what if you find somebody you really think our Rotary Club should know about? I'm going to be in a booth. I think I'm booth number 6. Come on over and share their name and what what they have to offer. And I'll put them on our speakers list because I want this year to be emphasizing the people who are at this World Peace Conference. This is the 20th anniversary of the Peace Conference that was hosted in The Hague in 1999, as I was telling earlier people who got on. And this is a really important time for us as we start this new decade. And I'm telling everybody, it's not too late to register. You're not going to get another opportunity to meet these kinds of people and get the motivation. So I'm excited. So be sure you let me know if you found a session that you really think would be somebody who we should hear in this next year. That would be fabulous. Thanks, Sala.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Sala.
I think more than telling you, maybe bring them over to your booth.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love that. Absolutely.
Jack made a suggestion on the pre-meeting, and he was mentioning as we tour the different events and the different opportunities is to make contact with these people so that they can be future speakers. Jack, do you want to elaborate on that?
No, that's well put, Derek. Appreciate it. Yeah, this is a marvelous opportunity for us to identify great speakers for our club. And I'd like your, the way you elaborated on it, you know, get their names, follow-up contact information, and we can work, I guess, is Barbara still doing the speakers? Work through Barbara to coordinate.
We're all doing speakers, yeah.
We're all doing it. But, so I thought our meeting after the conference, we can spend a little time identifying people we thought would be potentially good speakers, the contact information and why, and then, you know, whoever it is, we can decide who to invite to be our speakers. And that way there's some follow-up to the conference. You know, these people
yes, absolutely.
Put a lot of effort into giving their presentations. That way it shows that, you know, we recognize them and giving them another opportunity.
It's great. And Paula, not Paula, but Jack, I wanted you to know that you will be getting a conference booklet, which I still have from the 2016 conference. And whenever I would go to a session, I'd get their email and their phone number, and I'd just put it in there and put a star by somebody I wanted to interview. And so that's another thing that you're going to be really appreciating is this booklet that Rudy puts together.
The other thought I had is maybe, you know, summarizing some of the highlights of the conference for the Rotarian or some other publication. So it's not lost, you know, just in that 2 days.
Good notes. Experience. Good notes.
Good stuff. David Wick.
Yeah, I was just wondering, in the scheme of things, how is the E-Club positioned to people who are coming in, the attendees and those who are speaking, in terms of is the E-Club being seen as, you know, a prime organizer, you know, really up front, or one of the many? So I'm just wondering how, you know, how much would people recognize our name?
I think from last time, David, that's how this club started, from the 2016 conference.
That's how we started.
And so right. We should be inviting them to attend our meetings, not just as speakers, but to join us.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, people coming in, they know about the World Peace, the E-Club for World Peace.
Well, we need to share that with them, be open about it.
Well, it's a two-way street because we promote them and they promote us.
Yeah, Catherine? But I'd like them to join us on this Tuesday evenings, right, yeah. Rudy?
Exactly. Yeah. Catherine?
With that in mind, that's what I was just thinking about, which Dave was saying. And is there anything that is in progress for us to all meet, all of those e-clubbers who are going to be there? Because once the conference starts, and I know you, Rudy, will be running around absolutely flat out, but, you know, Friday, Saturday, we'll be trying to get to these different breakouts maybe and things.
Lunch. Well, maybe we should have a luncheon on Friday, all the E-Club, us Rotary. Well,
we can meet in the House of Friendship for lunch, that's for sure.
Yeah, let's do that on that first Friday.
Right.
That would be fabulous.
There are tables in there to sit down and eat, so there are ways to meet. Hey,
can
Emmanuel.
We have something to identify us all? Can we have a badge? You know, I was talking to Barbara about that before with the Rag for Peace as well, but we need, you know, to identify ourselves, especially as David said, if we're noticed as being you know, with you as the founder, Rudy, and you, you know, doing all this, this conference, you know, the, you should have the E-Club back.
Wear your little badge, your little peace dove, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for sure. Yeah. Bulldog. Unmute yourself there.
Big thing across here.
Emmanuel is running for president of France. What's the deal here?
Well, I came to the conclusion that I'm way madder than every other mad people, so why not me?
Why not? You'd be a great president.
Seriously, after, you know, working 20 plus years in all type of humanitarian organization, and I consider the Rotary Club being a humanitarian organization, I think I got a great education, and now it's time to put it in practice. And here in the U.S., I feel, in part because of my accent, I'm very limited of what I can do. In France, there isn't that problem. So, and in France, I think Macron is easier to fight with than Trump. So, so I'm gonna go and hunt over there instead of hunting here.
You think they'll recognize you after you lived here for 20 years that your accent still makes it sound French?
No, but the assumption that I've been living in the U.S. is true and untrue. My body has been partly living in the U.S. My mind and part of my physical activities have been in France as well as in all over Europe and the world. So it's very funny because if you ask me, after all this year, are you American? Are you French? No, I'm a citizen of the world. And I still have a French passport, by the way. And for some reason, I never felt compelled to take an American passport. Not that I don't feel more or less American than French. It's just, you know what? The notion of passport for me is a little bit obsolete, but that's my, you know, vision. And so
with Arthur and get the world passport.
Yeah. If
global citizen.
If I want to be effective and practical and putting really in action everything I've learned through being president of your club and being part of the UNA with Barbara and others, it's really that. It's politics. Because remember, you know, we never talk about politics in the Rotary, but it's like everything is politics. Politics comes from politics, which is of the people, for the people, with the people. So we are all politicians, and we shouldn't run away from our responsibility to be good politician and to run for office, whatever office is.
Like I'll vote for you.
Okay, we'll vote for you. I didn't detect any accent, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you, Rudy.
Nice accent, actually.
We're Emmanuel, all speaking American, so that's all.
Yes, Emmanuel, what's your schedule this year?
Well, it's insane. Basically, I just finished to put together a budget. My budget is $6.7 million to spend over 2.5 years starting in June, which means that I have to move back to France by the end of the year, then run an aggressive campaign next year, and then the elections are April, May 2022. So
2022?
Yeah, so it's an insane agenda. My chances of making it are very thin, as you can expect. I'm not a fool. I know perfectly that I've got everything against me. But I've got the conviction, the passion, and a few contacts that hopefully will get me the money I need to lead a fearful campaign. And but it's tough. It's going to be really tough. And by the way, my budget will be 60% less than the budget of Macron and 50% less than my other big enemy, which is Marine Le Pen, the extreme right party leader. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a good investment, you know. I can give you peace, real peace, for 50% less than all these morons.
And
by the way, if I'm elected or if I come second, 50% of this campaign is reimbursed by the government. So risk is at around 3.5 million. So it's peanuts. And the way I'm approaching it is I'm not asking any money to any people like you and I. I'm only going to the super rich because my first incentive is to cancel all income taxes, all property taxes for everybody. Everybody, rich, poor, middle class. I don't want to talk about taxes anymore. I want
culture. Oh, right.
Everybody,
yeah, got to get on with our speaker now.
Well, again, they should get you elected. Okay. Exactly. Barbara, I think we need to move to the speaker. We see Dennis's forehead. Hi, Dennis. Is,
you ask. I'm sorry. You ask.
Good now, luck to Manuel.
You can tell I'll be in Europe for 2 months.
I'll be in Europe for 2 months in Sweden with a friendship exchange, and then friends in the Netherlands and in Belgium, and then I'll be down in France. So if you need somebody to wave a banner, I'll be more than happy to do that.
Thank you.
Speaking of waving banners, we have the illustrious, dynamic, beautiful Barbara is going to introduce our guest speaker. Barbara.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate those kind words, and they're awfully kind. You know, Paula Fellingham and I have an issue. We were transferring things to our new calendar, and somehow we blew a couple of items, and one of them, I don't know who's got that sound. You hear that sound? Maybe it's Paula.
That's on Paula's phone.
Okay, Paula, can you hear me okay, Paula?
I can hear you great. I'm right here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, and it's not, we don't have any background. There's background noise now and then, but we can't tell if it's from your phone or what. But anyway, what I wanted to say was that Paula is going to talk to us tonight by phone, but you're going to see her at the 2020 World Peace Conference, so it's not like you won't get to see her. And she's also on my peacepodcast.org, and she's just fabulous. What motivates Paula to travel the world speaking and empowering women of all ages? You'll find out tonight as you get enthusiastically tuned to this wonderful woman who encourages all of us to be more than we even thought possible. She's a grandmother of 24 and a mother of 8, which in itself is an amazing contribution, and there's no stopping Paula. Her theory is that if every woman on planet Earth were to be a win-win, the largest gathering of women on the planet could bring peace to our world. And then we'd have Emmanuel be our president in France, and he would honor all women, and we just have that fabulous way of being on the world. Total Life Excellence is her curriculum that's taught globally to strengthen people mentally, physically, and emotionally. And in all their relationships, I think relationships are the key to the world of peace. If you can have a relationship that allows you to be more who you are, then you become that peacemaker. Paula is a founder of the nonprofit organization Global Prosperity and Peace Initiative, GPPI. Dr. Fellingham and her team with peace ambassadors worldwide fulfill their mission to increase the level of love, prosperity, and peace on Earth at prosperityandpeace.org. So without further ado, I'm just so delighted to bring this woman to your attention. I could hardly stop talking to her when I had her on my podcast. And tonight I want you to welcome Paula Fellingham. Thank you, Paula, for joining us.
Oh, it's so delightful to be here. I am so thrilled. Thank you very, very much. And I wanted to start by thanking everyone who has joined us for the magnificent work that you all are doing. We're all doing this together, hand in hand, heart to heart, as we all strive to increase the level of love and peace in the world. And I'm so honored to be here tonight. So thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Rudy. I'm so excited about the conference. It's going to be magnificent, and I just honor you for doing this. It's a huge, huge job. I know it is. So I have been honored to put on 98 peace summits in 80 nations in the last 3 years. And I wrote a presentation along with a PowerPoint and a video that we sent out. And the Rag for Peace, our sweet Garbus, he sent it to 36,000 clubs. And many of them gave. It was called Peace is Possible. So I talk about peace in the heart, peace in the home, and then peace throughout humanity. I'm very passionate about peace, and I believe that the level of love and peace increases with every good thought, with every positive thought, with every kind word and every action. So when people say to me, how in the world could your mission be to increase the level of love, prosperity, and peace in the world? That's so huge. And I say, you know what? Every time someone does a good deed, that is increasing the level of love and peace on this earth a tiny, tiny bit. I wanted to also encourage Emmanuel. I am so thrilled that you're going to run for the presidency of France. I believe that, you know, you mentioned, well, I have a thin chance of making it. But here's the wonderful blessing. It is giving you a platform for you to be heard. And you'll be heard by so many more by doing this than you would without it. And what I also know is huge doors will open for you. They will. They'll open for you. One of my sweet friends is Marianne Williamson. I've been in her home. She's spoken at many, many of my events. And no matter what your political leanings are, if you will, to have someone say, you know what, it's about love. And I just honor those who step up and make the effort. And it's going to be difficult. It's hard for these wonderful people who are striving to, you know, who are the candidates for these high positions all over the world in every nation. So I am, I'd love to tell you about what it is that I'm currently involved with, but not with an effort to have you know about that, but just to have you really open your heart to some of the things that are happening that you might not know about relative to the youth of the world. So I told you that I put on peace summits all over the world. And I teach people how to put on these events. I wasn't at those 98 events in 80 nations, but I teach people how to do this. I give them the agenda. I give them the very words to say. I give them the presentations. I find the speakers for them. You know, all the details of it, I work with them, and I work through Zoom. And then I've been to 37 nations and physically teaching, and many of them many times. So, for example, last year I was in India and I put on 7 events in India, speaking to 30,000 women live at these events. And yes, Barbara, I do believe that families, you know, loving families help prevent people who are part of loving families. They, you know, these young people don't, by and large, go to be in a gang or take drugs because they receive the love and the fulfillment and the kindness in their own home. And so I just feel so strongly, yes, I do have 8 children and 24 grandchildren. And I know that these young people today, they are so magnificent. So many of them are passionate about creating a better world. So I had just put on a peace summit in Morocco, in Agadir, Morocco, and I was having dinner with the Minister of Interior and his wife, dear friends, Najet Anwar, and she said, do you know, Dr. Paula, that what happens in Morocco, of course, you know it's a kingdom. We have a group of young people who advise the king. So he meets with them and talks to them about the problems of Morocco, the kingdom, and then he says, please give me your opinions about how we can find solutions for these problems. And she turned to me, I'll never forget this moment, and she said, Dr. Paula, I think that you should start an international youth parliament. And you know how some people call them goosebumps? I call them truth bumps. Because you get this feeling in your heart and sometimes right on your body that validates something that was just said to you. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm already doing so much. How could I do one more thing? But I honor all religions. I'm a Christian. And I just thought when God wants something happens like this and you just get it validated in your very soul, then you must at least explore what this is and if it's possible and if you could do it with the help always of other people. I never do anything alone. My middle name is Collaboration, actually. It's Paula Collaboration Fillingham, because that's the key I've found to really global growth and doing anything that's huge, that's large. So I said, oh my goodness, an international youth parliament. And I went home and I talked to lots of people and I prayed about it. I pondered, I meditated, and I reflected, and I thought, what would this look like? And so I'm going to tell you a very long story, very short. And what this is four young people from every nation. So as you know, there are 195 nations ratified by that are part of the United Nations. And so four times 195 is 780. So 780 young people, four from every nation. Now, what we're doing, we only have at this point 203 on our way to 780, but we vet them very, very carefully. And these are bright young people, ages 16 to 30, who are our International Youth Parliament ambassadors. We have many more who are delegates. Delegates are maybe younger or older, and they are, if there are already four in a nation, then we invite the others to be delegates. So we have hundreds of ambassadors and delegates already in this year and a half that we've been working on this, and we are finding solutions for the SDGs, for the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. This is what we do. So I train them on Zoom, and I talk about leadership and conflict resolution, and I ask guest speakers to come. And yes, I'm going to be doing some of the same things you're doing. I'll be getting some of my speakers at this conference to be those who are really experts on some of the different sustainable development goals. But other things like communication and all the things that these young people need to learn. We call them the guardians of tomorrow. And some of our young people are becoming very good friends with each other. So you think about the young people in the Middle East becoming very good friends with the young people in, well, fill in the blank, anywhere in the world, you know, Finland and all the 54 nations in Africa and the United States. These young people are the leaders of tomorrow. And what better way for them to get to know each other as youth and form these bonds so that when they are the leaders of tomorrow and they are the prime ministers and the presidents and the senators, then they will already know each other. And these and so it's a thrilling, thrilling work. I'm so honored to work with a team of people who are now working to vet these young people, to help train these young people, and we meet with them. And we're only on our very first SDG because it took us quite a while to get organized and to start the trainings, these weekly trainings. And then, but it's so exciting. If you can imagine being on Zoom and seeing the young people come on from all these different nations, from all over the world, and their beautiful faces of all different shades and colors and beliefs, and I just you can imagine how thrilling it is. And so our very first one is eliminate poverty, because that's the first SDG, that's the first Sustainable Development Goal. And they're working right now on connecting, learning about this, coming up with solutions, and then connecting with the NGOs that are already in their nations. There already are people, there are already wonderful organizations who are working on eliminating poverty or reducing the poverty in every nation. And so these young people then, they are not fulfilling all the solutions that they're coming up with, but they are rather connecting with the NGOs and empowering and encouraging and connecting the youth in the universities and throughout their nations to be more active and to get involved. Because as you know, so many people, they have great hearts, but they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go and how to serve. And so that is part of what our wonderful young people are, Guardians of Tomorrow, the IYP, International Youth Parliament, ambassadors and delegates are doing. And so this is thrilling. It's wonderful. I wanted to tell you also about another work, and that is with others, again, we started the Women of the Middle East Network. And the acronym for that is WOMEN. Women of the Middle East Network. And it's so thrilling. And we started this again with a group in Israel, Rotarians. And these are wonderful people. And it broke down a little bit, and I don't want to go down a rabbit hole with this, but being able to gather Rotarians who are all like-minded, like-hearted together, and helping them start something that then will be great blessings in their countries. This is one of the things that I love to do. Because like you said, Emmanuel, I'm a citizen of the world. Of course, I grew up in Los Angeles, and I've only lived full-time in America. But 3 weeks ago, I was putting on a huge event in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. This is what I'm... my mission right now in this season of my life. I'm 70 years young, and this opportunity to meet with especially the women of the world. Barbara mentioned I'm also the CEO of the Women's Information Network, and if you ever go to that, there are 4 Women's Information Networks, as it turns out, but our URL is Women's, M-E-N-S, Information Network.com. We've got the name.com. And I also am blessed to own InternationalWomen'sDay.org. So hundreds of thousands and even into the millions of hits around March 8th. And so I always put on big events in different parts of the world. On the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, in collaboration with many thousands of women worldwide, we put on 377 live events in 152 countries to honor the women. And I was in LA, and then we had ballrooms of women in New York and Baltimore, Atlanta, Miami, Dallas, Denver, San Francisco, and then live streaming out to 369 other events over a 3-day period because of the dateline. And so I'm not a stranger to putting on events. And yet and that's why I bow to you, Rudy, because this is a big event. And I know how much work goes into this. But what I love is that we Rotarians, and I belong to the Salt Lake City, we just had our meeting today, Salt Lake City Rotary Club 24. They're very proud of that. There are about 300 people in our club, about 150 come to every meeting. And I was there today, and I love that we are of one heart, that we are so single-minded in our desires to serve, you know, service above self. I wish that we could get more of our Rotarians to understand that, you know, the peace is one of the 6 areas of focus of Rotary International. And a lot of them don't still know this. And so I'm like an evangelist for peace. With my Rotary Club, they all know, and then with as many as I can talk to. But what I'm happy to open this up to questions, but what I want to share with you right now is just the importance of, there are 2 things I'd like to share. I'd like to really encourage anyone who knows our Peace Fellows. And I was surprised when I found out that Rotary, and this is years ago, when I found out that Rotary didn't require Peace Fellows to do something with peace. They suggested, but if they had, when they first brought them into that beautiful, what do we call it, the beautiful program, that they said, yes, we would like you to be part of some nonprofit whose mandate, whose mission is to promote peace on earth. And so I would love to get more of our Peace Fellows involved in the peace projects that are going on. But then I also would like to get our youth, our Rotaracts. Somehow, I would love to know how to get all of our Rotaracts involved with the International Youth Parliament. Our Rotaracts are all over the world, but it seems daunting to me, and maybe you could help me with this, and one of you, you know, I'm sure you're so bright and so good. I'd love to know how to get more of our Rotaracts involved in the International Youth Parliament, because I don't even know where there is some way that we could contact them other than just one by one or one Rotaract group at a time. And that seems like it would take more time than I have left on this earth to give to try to find out how to do that. But I believe so strongly in the youth today that, yes, the ones who have made bad choices are you know, I think there's a polarization. The ones who are struggling are worse, and the ones who are bright and passionate and good are better than ever before. These young people who are coming down to the earth, they're smarter, younger. And they because of the internet and because it's right at their fingertips, they are so globally minded. And all these hundreds of young people with whom I work weekly, their hearts are so willing and they're so anxious to be part of the peace movement, if you will. And some of them don't have two nickels to rub together. Most of them don't. In you know, all my sweet ones in Africa. And this is a little bit, it prevents me a little bit from gathering them all together and having an actual physical parliament, which is part of our dream. But we don't have the funding for that. And that's, you know, that's not something for this conversation. But that's something that I would look forward to doing, is gathering them all together and having them be able to converse and meet each other in, you know, live and to be able to then have these magnificent teachers and trainers, of whom you are some of those, meet with them. And part of the problem is they can't get visas anywhere out. Our Africans can't get visas anywhere out of Africa. So having it in Morocco, people love Morocco and they can all get to Morocco. And so these are some of the things that I'm working on right now, in addition to launching Women's Information Network, which we're hoping to get out to millions of women to help them, to strengthen them, like Barbara said, in every area of their life, mentally, physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually, financially, and in all their relationships. And this is how I'm spending my time and directing my teams to be able to really serve and bring light and love to, and knowledge, wisdom, to the women of the world, so that they can be leaders in their homes and leaders in their communities and their nations and indeed the world. So I'm just wanting to perhaps in some small way open your minds to the possibility of engaging our youth more in what we are doing and having them join the E-Club, your club. I don't know how many youth you have in your club, but, you know, I encourage you to look for them too when you're looking for members to join, because you'll be, I think, so pleasantly surprised at the value of what they bring to your group and their insights and their willingness to learn from each one of your speakers and engage in a good, just in great discussions, because I've seen it happen. This is what I do every week with these hundreds of young people from all over the world. So I'd love to open it up to a discussion or questions, if you would like that.
That'd be great. That'd be great, Paula. Appreciate all the work you're doing around the world. It's incredible, your mission you're on, and so keep that up. We were really supportive of that work, and I know that we have made some connections over in the Middle East that you're working with, and that was a bit challenging yet, but don't give up on that. Yeah. We'll come back to that. Do you see a difference, so you talk about youth, do you see a difference in commitment level of youth from different regions of the world.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. The ones who are from underdeveloped countries are much more committed. They see this, anything that they do outside of their village, their even their province or their states and their nations, as a way to be involved in a global work and as, if you will, at the very perhaps lowest level, an escape. They're thinking, you know, if I could come and rub shoulders with these people in America or in, you know, any of the developed countries, I might be able to get a job. I might be able to go to the university there. I might be able to get some funding for my, you know, to be able to you know, open doors for them. These young people in underdeveloped countries, and not just Africa, but other places, and in places in India, there's great, you know, there's the great riches in India, and there's the very, very poor. But these young people who are, I wouldn't go so far as to say desperate, but that are they're really wanting to be part of anything that would help them and their families and their communities rise up. And what I know right now is that there is a rising and an awakening of the women of the world that's more fast-moving and far-reaching than anything that's ever happened in history. And more of our young women are squaring their shoulders and lifting their chins and saying, I can do this. I can be, you know, lift myself out of this place. Because they watched their mothers who were, you know, abused or just taken advantage of or just ignored, and they're saying, I don't want this I cannot have for my life. But I really see that the young people who have a lot of things are much more complacent, and they're not as driven, they're not as committed, they're not as passionate. And this is generalities. Of course we have magnificent, wonderful people, young people in America, but I've just watched this, and the ones that you know, the underdeveloped countries, they're just more willing to commit their time and their effort and their hearts to anything that they think might help them and their families, their nation.
No, that's good, very good thoughts in that area. In the peace conference, we put several rotor actors on our committee, and
wonderful.
They all bailed.
Oh no! I'm sorry.
They all bailed, and they got a better offer to go to work with International Assembly in San Diego, which is right after our conference, and bailed on the peace conference.
Were they all from America?
Yes, they were.
Okay.
And so, so that's where I asked that question. I think we see even in Rotary, in our articles in the Rotary magazine, and what we see out there, we see young people in other countries that really want, just like you mentioned, want to do better, want to help, see an opportunity and want to take it. So I think we have some challenges in the United States on this, I think.
We do. And so what I would lovingly suggest is that you find young people who live in California but are not the privileged ones, Rotaracts who maybe are struggling financially, and but they're bright, and you could find them. I mean, they're out there. The ones who are just will be very committed, very dedicated, but they're not just they weren't born with silver spoons in their mouths, and you know what I mean. These ones that are really struggling. Maybe they're the children of a single mom or somebody, but they've had to do hard things. So many of the young people in America have not ever had to do hard things. And I know the Youth Assembly, they're very, very well funded, and I could see how they might be tempted to go on down the road, down to San Diego. I'm well aware of their event down there. They asked me to be part of that. But this is something that there's a plethora of amazing young people out there, and this is something we've worked really hard at vetting and finding the ones who really will follow through. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. What kind of questions? Somebody else here. David, you have a question? Unmute yourself there.
Yes, I'm just wondering, with the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission here in Ashland, Oregon, as well as the broader activities working with young people at the UN, how would other young people become involved with the organization that you just developed?
Yes, International Youth Parliament.
Right.
And I'd love to invite you to go to Prosperity. And, I mean, this is not now, but Prosperity and andpeace.org. And there it tells all about the International Youth Parliament. And we do have internationalyouthparliament.com, where I've got a video that tells all about it. We couldn't get the .org. The man who has the .org wanted a lot of money. So we just, it's a .com, even though it's part of the 501c3. So Ashland, Oregon is one of the most beautiful places in all of America. I love Ashland, Oregon.
Julie, thank you.
It's so gorgeous. And David, thank you for asking. And really, spreading the word and just sending them to the website, we do have an application form. And then we qualify them. We have a conversation with every one of them. And then we invite them. It's just a matter of getting the word out, because I'd love to get more of our young people in America involved.
Great, thank you.
What other questions do we have here? Catherine, unmute yourself, please.
Hi, Paula. Lovely to hear
you. Hi, Catherine.
I'm in Australia, and I've subscribed to your newsletter for many years, so I'm quite familiar with it.
Oh, bless your sweetheart. Oh, bless your heart. Are you on the Perth side, or are you on the Sydney side?
Well, up from Sydney, I'm in Queensland, on the Gold Coast.
Oh, yes, I know where that is. In fact, on September 5th, we are putting out a huge peace summit in Melbourne.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, my daughter lives down there. I can go down and get a bed.
Good.
Paula, will you be at the conference for any length of time? Because as everyone was saying before, it's going to be difficult to run between the different breakouts. And you touched on many things that I'd like to chat to you about, the Peace Fellows, Rotaract, all those things. I'm trying to put together a Rotarian Action Group for women and talking to Peace Fellows about that, talking about all sorts of things like conflict minerals and God knows what else. Also, I wondered if you had come across Bill Graham, who's doing something with youth and the UN and everything.
No, I have not. I haven't had the pleasure of working with Bill Graham yet, but I do own Women in Rotary. And so I've never done anything with it. So let's get together and talk about that.
That would be fabulous, thank you. Because I put out the word about 12 months ago, and I had about 60 people put up their hand, but they're still wanting, a purpose for it. And as you know, peace is so broad; it's very difficult to sort of say, "Well, this is what we'll do." But also, Barbara and I are on the Rotarian Action Group for Peace board, and Dennis, who is part of this discussion, it was a co-founder, and we are hoping to put our feet forward in the conference and welcome people and get the Rotarian Action Groups working together. There are at least half a dozen of them who are going to be exhibitors, and many of them are speakers in the conference, but I don't know how much you know about the Rotarian Action Groups, but they are.
Well, I know a lot about them. I flew out to be in Oregon with Al Jubitz as soon as I joined Rotary and learned a lot about it. And I've been on the education committee of RAG for Peace. Wow. And Yeah, and so, but, and I should say, Rotary, womeninrotary.org, I believe that if we develop that, it would be actually a little, we could talk about it a little better than Action Group Women for Peace, because I think men and women together, I don't know, we'll just need to talk about it, but I think that it's, there are such strengths to the men and the women working together for peace.
Well, I'll try and catch up with you in Ontario.
Yeah, I'll be there Friday, Saturday, all day Friday, all day Saturday. I come in Thursday, and then I'm there Friday, Saturday. I'll leave Sunday.
All right. Well, I come in Thursday with Barbara. Are you staying at the DoubleTree?
Nope, I'm staying. Barbara, where am I staying? It's right across from the. It's where they have the Rotary Action. Yes.
Maybe it's the Gateway. I'm there too, so I'll look you up.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
I really like. Did you have your hand up, Derek?
Yeah, Derek had a question.
Either one of these ladies had mentioned Bill Graham, and I met Bill Graham in Toronto, and I have lost contact with him, and he's from New Jersey, and he's working with a lot of youth groups, and I would love to be able to make a contact with him again. And I think the other point that I'd like to make is that in the US and in Europe, or in the UK in particular, and in the US, Canada, and the United States, we do not deal with Rotaract and graduating them into Rotary. We had a student, or a young man, I should say, that was here from the Netherlands, and he said that he had X number of years in Rotary, and it was like 40 years, and he was only 48 years, or no, maybe that's an extreme, but he had counted all of those years, and he graduated when he turned 31 to become a Rotarian. And I think sometimes we here in the US just miss the boat and bring those people in, because we're striving for adding young people to Rotary. And it's difficult to bring somebody in from the get-go, but if they've had this indoctrination, if you want to use that term, that seems rather bold, but get them involved and become a Rotarian. And somebody said, oh, well, you know, 48 years, 1948, you know, as opposed to a 48-year-old. So let's work on those young people and incorporate them into the club.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree.
Karen, you have a comment? You unmute yourself.
I just wanted to mention that when .org isn't available, rather than .com, .net is another alternative.
Who's got the contact for me to get in touch with Bill Graham again? I'd love to be able to.
That was Catherine. Catherine will tell you how to do that.
Good. Okay. I'll check with you at the conference, Catherine.
But you know what excited me today, Paula, is you said you had these 377 live events for the Women's International Day on March 8th. Well, what was exciting to me was you didn't say, now go out and do your event. You helped them organize their event. You gave them the words to say, which really and truly empowered them to be creative, to add to it, but it gave them a foundation that they could springboard from. And that is so exciting. And so if we go to www.womensinformationnetwork.com, we can find out more about how you give this to these women.
Yes, but also what I'd love to have you know is that if you go to prosperityandpeace.org and you click on GPPI family in the menu, then you're going to get, you have to put in a code. Now, everybody should write this down, because I spent hundreds of hours creating peace presentations that are in there that you can use. So okay, the code is this. It's GPPI, all caps, GPPI for Global Prosperity and Peace Initiative, and then lowercase DOCS, DOCS, GPPI, DOCS. You go in there and you see a whole section for Rotarians, and it's it's, oh my gosh, there are PowerPoints and videos and written presentations that you could all use. That Garbus, you know, our sweet Rag for Peace president, our chairman last year, Garbus down in Glendale, California.
Right.
He's the one that sent Peace is Possible out to 36,000 clubs, but all of it with a PowerPoint, with a video, with a written presentation, and there are other presentations. They're all in there, and I think we should all be sharing our content and helping each other. You know, I think every single Rotarian club should have at least once a year, we should have a presentation on peace. And so many are not, because there isn't anybody who is going to speak on peace if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, GPPI Docs, and it's prosperity and peace. And then you click on it, GPPI Docs, you open it up, and there's a whole Rotarian section.
That's fantastic. That's the part I love about your presentation tonight. You don't just talk about these things. You are actually doing it. And you're a perfect example of what one person can do. And you are really on top of what one person can do. Not only do you empower yourself when you get these going, but you empower others to do the same. Well, I just want to thank you. And Rudy, I know this is, we have about another minute. Maybe you might want to tell us again. Go to www.peaceconference2020.
Yeah, most of you are already there. Peaceconference2020.org. Click on the little register now button.
Yep.
Also, and you'll see the whole program there under the speakers tab. You'll see the breakout session schedule.
Exactly.
And the keynote schedule.
Are we meeting next week?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Our speaker next week is Rachel Bowman Pittman. She is the president and the CEO for the UNA USA, and we're going to have many UNA people and members from UNAs at this peace conference. And so I thought, what better way to welcome people but to have our CEO for UNA USA? She's as big wig as you can get. So that's next week. All right, my friends, God bless you all, and thank you. Paula, you were just fabulous, even if you were on your...
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. I love you all. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Back to Derek.
Thank you.
Okay,
unmute Rudy. Yourself, Derek.
There we go. Okay. You can hear me now. Some people don't want to, but no, it's been a wonderful presentation, and it's amazing how we network with people. Dennis Wong is coming in from New York, and he and his wife are coming in to Palm Springs. And Dennis and I will be driving over on Tuesday afternoon. And I'm looking forward to meeting all of these people that I've put electronic faces to. And this will be a wonderful opportunity, because I think there's a number of people here in the Southern California area that sometimes we have not made contact, but this will be a great opportunity to embellish that. So any other comments? Sally, you're standing there with your...
See you on Friday.
Okay, there we go. Yes, I'll do my best. I've got my schedule. Okay. Okay, anyone else for the good of Rotary? Barbara, you're waving. Just saying goodbye. Okay.
Yeah.
Derek.
I have my Tibetan singing bowl. And
Derek, before you hit it, Derek, did you look at the chat? I gave you Bill Graham's number. It's in the chat.
Oh, I see that. I better, before I zero out of the meeting, 909 or 908 377 4990. Okay. No, I'm glad to make that contact, because I lost contact and he never contacted me, and we had a couple of meetings in Toronto. So this is great to be able to make that association.
What is this? ESRAG.org. Hi, Tim said, gave us a great idea. Offset your carbon. ESRAG.org. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
That's Environmental Sustainability Rotarian Action Group.
But isn't that great?
All of these acronyms.
There's so many good things on this tonight.
Okay. Right. It's a way of networking, and we do a good job. And so
good
it's
job,
nice to
that's right.
Contact. Now we put faces and names together next week. Okay. Good night, all.
Good night. Hey, Catherine, you want to talk a minute? Okay. Bye, everyone.
Later, boys and girls. Okay, bye.